ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas sale is on now. Save 30% off roller blinds, vertical blinds and sheer curtains. You know what else is on now? This Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast.
Live from the Perth Mint, we've stepped out of the vault and we're looking at the scales. This is where you can find out how much you weigh and get an understanding of your weight in gold, essentially. You look a little nervous, Maddie.
Can we not stretch this out?
No, but they've reassured us that there's no kilograms on there. It's just a price.
Right.
And, I mean, you are worth your weight in gold, Maddie.
Yeah, I know.
All that, your blood's worth bottling and all that stuff.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Now, look, I understand what they're saying and trying to be nice where you don't see your weight, you just see the price. But the fact of the matter is, gold at today's price is $2,387.53 AUD per ounce.
How much is an ounce?
35. Nathan? 35 ounces in a kilo.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got a feeling once I step onto that, the people from Fort Knox are going to be wanting to put me in their bunker.
We're going to lock you in here. You're so valuable.
Yeah. All right, Kimber, would you like to step up to the plate?
Yeah, I'll step on.
Yeah,
this
anybody
is the first time I've
bets?
Ever jumped on scales and not felt bad about
anybody
it.
Anybody want to take some bets? What do you reckon, producer Jeans? How much?
Oh, I think she'd be worth at least $5.5 million.
$5.5 million.
How did you work that maths out?
Right.
Okay, let's give it a go.
All right, she's stepping onto the scales. It's doing the math.
Please
stand still for 10 seconds. That's harder than it sounds.
Cal, senior gold pourer here. Quickly, 5 seconds to go. How much do you reckon?
Oh, I'm going to put a 5 mil bet in there.
Here we go.
Whoa!
Oh!
$5.43 million.
The 4.3 extra was last night's ice cream.
Okay.
All right. Oh, look at that.
There's a little sort of, you know, that symbol you get at male toilets.
Cute. It gives you a little message that says, and you're worth every cent.
And you are.
Oh.
And, of course, your sticker to prove the authenticity of the measurement.
Congratulations.
Well.
And it has my worth.
Go on.
Great.
Yeah, you go now.
All right.
Go, Pete. Go. It's awesome.
Now, do you reckon that I'm going to weigh more than you or less than you?
I think we're going to be pretty close.
Pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think
Pete works out a lot.
That's
and
right.
You're pretty muscly.
Muscly, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Okay, here we go. I'm standing on the scales. Oh, any bets just quickly? Kimber was 5.4.
7.5 mil.
7.5?
Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
Very quickly. Cal?
I'm going to give it an 8.7, I think.
Ooh, okay.
Calling me fat. Thanks.
Go, Pete.
Okay, here we go.
No, you can't tell him that suit, right. Mate. No. It's 10 seconds of glory.
9.
Counting it down.
6. 5.
Feels much better when it's in gold rather than kilos.
7.9 million.
Here we go.
It is.
9.
9 million.
9
million. $22,860 in gold.
Thank you very much for your kind donation.
Thank you very much. $9 million. $22,860. Well, there's only one thing left to weigh.
Now, where do I get to cash myself in?
Balloon room out front, mate.
All right, Maddie. Okay, here we go.
All right, he's getting on. Here we go.
It's 10. I'm really worried for his self-esteem. It's 10 seconds of sadness for Maddie right now.
6, 5.
4, 3, 2, 1.
7.6.
You've barely even tried.
What? Mate.
Oh, my God, I'm thin and beautiful.
Oh, wow, I wish you'd stepped on there at the start of the day.
Oh, God, I feel good about myself. Come here, Kimber.
We're going to be A-okay, guys. Pete, Matt
and Kimber. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to have your own driver?
Oh.
I would love that.
It'd be delightful. You know, I was talking about it with my partner this week going, we're giving away $1 million this week, right? What would you do with $1 million? And when we talked about it, we were like, it's fun to say you're going to spend all the money at the jewelry store or you're going to go and buy a fancy car or whatever. But in truth, we were like, we're going to be the same people. We're the same people with just a lot more money than we had before.
Mm. So better people.
I really appreciated that. That was good. You sort of go, we're going to be the same people, but we're just not going to have to spend money on all those everyday things that we hate spending money on.
Yeah.
Right? So last week I went and got my hair done. I hadn't had it done in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or something. And I worked out, well, if I had $1 million, how many haircuts could I get? Because part of the reason I don't keep going for a haircut is because it costs so much money.
Yeah.
And I can get, for $1 million, 3,300 haircuts, colours and blow dries.
Wow.
Yeah. 3,300. That's a fair few hairdos.
Absolutely.
In your time.
Yeah.
Have you guys got an everyday item that you're sick of paying for?
Well, as you know, I mean, you laugh at me that I still put in the top price fuel in my 2006 Mazda.
Well, we don't laugh. We're curious.
And I just looked actually at what, you know, it's currently valued at $4,304.
Oh, on Red Market.
Yeah. But that's how much. And I've worked.
You're putting more, your actual petrol you're putting in is costing more than the value of your car in a year.
So 95, I reckon, about with current prices, about $100 a fortnight, which is probably isn't too bad, right?
That's actually low.
Yeah, but that means I can fill up for 405 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I worked it out at about $75 a tank, which is what I have to deal with, I think, in my car.
That's a week, isn't it?
And yeah. And it's 14,280 tanks of petrol.
There you go.
So I guess it does keep you going a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, for us, it's groceries. Because it's the thing that's really hit me as a dad now with three kids is just how much food we go through every week.
It turns out they eat.
They eat, and they eat a lot. They're always in that cupboard.
Yes.
And I reckon, you know, an average grocery bill, if we had to average things out, would be a couple of $100 a week at least.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah,
and the
rest,
yeah.
Well, at least, yeah. And the rest. So even if I was averaging out at $200 per week, I've worked out that I'd be covered for 96 years. I'd be covered for a lifetime.
Okay, you can eat for a life.
You'd eat for a lifetime. But that's like getting the good stuff, you know what I mean? Like a couple hundred bucks. So, for example, right, when I'm walking through those, when I'm walking through the aisles at Coles, and we've gotten back onto the Yakults recently.
Oh yes.
But thank you, Dr. Shirodo.
But lately.
You won't pay for them unless they're on special.
Well, no, well, that's the thing.
Surely.
Because usually they're $4 a pack. Right, so lately I've been going for the Coles brand ones, which are about $1.50 a pack.
Oh, not Dr. Shirota.
No, it's only half fermented.
No.
But I could afford the $4. It'd buy me 250,000 packs
of Yakult.
That is a healthy tummy.
Tell us the everyday item that you're sick of paying for, and we'll work out how much of it you can have. We'll turn to Matthew Maddox because he's good at this stuff.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah.
If Pete's only paying $200 a week with three children for groceries, honestly.
Oh, they're eating cornflakes, mate.
Daddy, could I have another rice cake, please? Plain rice cake.
No, you only get one this week. Eddie in Thornley, good morning to you, mate. What's the everyday thing you're sick of paying for?
School books.
Oh, Eddie, what are they hitting you up for?
Well, the oldest one goes to high school next year. He's first year high school. We're looking at around about $200 for that. And the youngest one, he's in year two. We're looking at close to $100 to that as well. So it's just, over the moon these days.
Oh, bloody learning. And it's overrated, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? You know what sucks about this too, Eddie? I remember I'm the middle child and my sister is 3 years older and my brother is 3 years younger. And what would happen is every 2 years they'd change the curriculum. So my parents would not be able to use the same school books for each kid because it would just change the year before the next one went in. And so you'd have to buy them again and again. It was ridiculous. Same with school uniforms.
The education department are basically the Apple plug-in earphones of our time, aren't they?
Well, so school books at a couple of $100. We'll turn to Matthew Maddox.
Oh, I better switch on.
We'll switch on Matthew Maddox and we'll find out if you had $1 million, how many school books you could get for yourself.
Hello, my name is Matthew Maddox. Please enter the amount you wish me to maximize.
I hope it's voice controlled, Matthew Maddox. We're trying to work out school books at a couple of $100, $300 all up a year.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to bring you that amount at the current time.
Matthew Maddox claims he was quite the maths machine. Not so great. I don't know if we just turn him off and turn him back on again or what.
It's around $3,000.
Sure.
Oh, what? Do you know how to turn him on?
No,
I think it's with the nipples.
Nah, he sounds like he's broke.
Hit him with a hammer, that'll fix him.
Oh, Eddie.
Thanks, brother.
$1 million dropping into your bank account. It's the sort of money where you can literally just go, all right, what am I buying today?
Yeah. What do you reckon you would do? Like, what would you walk into if you had $1 million and you think, well, money doesn't matter now?
You know what? For a while, I'd just walk around with the slip. The balance that you get from the ATM.
Oh, yeah.
And just show people. Not people that I know necessarily.
Maybe just leave it behind in the ATM so that the next person who goes in sees you walk away and goes, whoa. That guy.
That kind of thing. Yeah, oh, sure. Things can be bought later on. I'm going to gloat for a while.
I've got plenty. Like, I've got plenty on my wish list.
Yeah.
But the thing that I keep coming back to is, you know, in the like, you go to Carousel, for example, and there's the kiosks.
Yes.
Right? The little things in the middle. And they might have, like, the massage chairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I've sat in those things 100,000 times. And they're worth, you know, $3,000 to $5,000.
Who's going to buy one?
But, right. It's the sort of money where you're sitting there going, I will have this.
Perfect.
Wrap it up, put it in the back of the car. I'm taking this home with me.
Also,
that's the sort of money it is.
Really humble, both of you kind of going, I'll just hold on to the receipt. You're like, oh, you know, $5,000 massage chair. I went all out. I said, let's go jewelry. Let's get out of this cubic zirconia business that I've been rocking for 20 years. And let's go to a real jeweler and see what I can buy. I am at Socklitch & Co. Jewellers in South Perth, and I mean, let's face it, I'm going to pretend I've got $1 million to spend, and when you're a millionaire, you can just have anything you like. I don't even need to look at the price tags. I can just go with what's beautiful, so I'm going to try on as much as I can. It's absolutely magnificent. Look at this. I mean, pink diamonds. It's beautiful. $600,000. Oh, man. It doesn't fit over my knuckles. We're going to have to pick something else. Okay, so I've tried a $600,000 beautiful pink diamond ring. I've tried these incredible drop earrings that are just astounding, but I feel like I want a real statement piece. I want a piece where everyone's going to go, what is that?
So, Kimber, we've got the perfect piece for you here. It's 7.24 carat platinum and white diamond necklace DVVS one. Would you like to try it on?
Yes. I don't know what any of that means, but that is so beautiful.
It will suit you.
I have tried on nearly $1 million worth of jewellery today. It is just so extravagant, but I've saved a little bit of money, just a few dollars to buy a bottle of Verve. Forget about the price
tag. And clearly that bottle of Verve got drunk last night because it hasn't made it here, that's for sure. But these jewels and stuff that you're wearing, you've got a necklace on, you've got rings on. Like, is this...
Look how many rings I'm wearing. I'm wearing 4 diamond rings on one finger.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, my God.
The size of that square. That's
that yellow
your
diamond.
Finger.
It's magnificent, isn't it?
It is.
I know. Yellow diamond,
and,
is it?
Yes, and the matching earrings and necklace. This is the kind of stuff you can do when you've got $1 million.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can, and it's pretty outstanding stuff.
Yeah, but unlike Pete, you're not saving those people in the kiosks in Carousel.
No.
That want to sell the paintballing package.
Yeah.
Have faith.
Believe. You must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
We've got Raylene in Bindoon this morning. Good morning, Raylene.
Hello. Happy Million Day.
Oh, Raylene.
Good on you. How's Bindoon today?
Oh, beautiful, hot, sunny. I'm just on my way to work, actually, so I've left Bindoon.
Oh,
fab. Hope it's a good day at work. I'm going to get out of here.
Right, Kim is
I'm in the mint, so they don't let me go far without being supervised.
Take off your ears.
Okay.
Yeah, take your ears out.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Kimber cannot hear us now, Raylene.
Okay.
So this morning, because of where we are, we thought the category of question we'd give Kimber would be on numbers.
Oh.
What do you think?
Is she good at numbers?
Well,
she's a clever woman.
I don't want to be someone to cast aspersions here.
I'm sure she's brilliant.
Okay. So what do you think? You've got faith that she would know the answer to a question based on numbers?
On a day like today, million dollar day, the... Whether everything, you'd have to have faith, and I have complete faith in her because she is a woman.
Well, I tell you what, even if I didn't have faith before, listening to Raylene, the whole world's just got better.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Raylene. All right, so we're going to lock that in and we're going to call Kimber back. Kimber.
There she is.
Come for Kimber.
And Raylene, she does, no kidding, looking absolutely gorgeous, decked out in a beautiful gown and all this bling. It's
That'll make up
nice.
For the fact I just walked through the wrong door.
Did you?
Yes.
That's awkward. Okay, so, Kimber.
Yeah.
Your category today is numbers.
Numbers.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Kimber, you can do it.
Oh, Like, now, you know, there's a reason we turn to Matthew Maddox for this stuff.
And you saw how well that went.
Yeah.
All right, Raylene, you're not to reveal whether or not you have faith in Kimber just yet.
I know she does because she was just banging
on
me then.
That was pretty clear, but that's okay. We move on.
All right, it doesn't change anything. I still don't know if I know the answer.
All right. All right. So your question.
Yeah.
Being the category is numbers and today's Million Dollar Day. At one number per second, with no breaks at all for any reason, how long would it take a person to count to 1 million out loud?
What? How many what?
So, a number per second.
Yep.
No breaks at all. How long would it take a person to count to 1 million out loud?
I don't know. Matt just took my only pen and paper, so I can't. Were you going to try and work it out, Matthew?
Yeah,
Maddox?
But you work it out because you're the one that.
I don't know how to work it out.
Well, it's 60 seconds in a minute.
Yeah,
right?
But like, I don't. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Kids who are listening, stay in school. It's okay. Not all of us are set up for maths. You have other skills in life. Just try your hardest. Okay, so 60.
However, really
60 if you turn
seconds,
into a blonde bombshell like Kimberly, don't worry about school.
I don't think you understand where I sit in the maths level here.
Okay, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. So start with that.
Small. I don't really know how to do. I don't know what that means, though. Is it like 60 times 60?
No, really, but it sounds
like 60.
A good bit of advice.
That's 60 times 60 for.
60 times 60 times.
Does that give you the answer for 1 hour?
1 hour. Yeah.
So 60 times 60 gives you the answer for 1 hour.
Six sixes are 36.
Yeah, but I don't. Oh no, I don't know the answer.
Do you take a stab in the dark? You have to take a stab in the dark for Raylene's sake.
I don't. This is so embarrassing, and I know it makes me sound like I'm a total numpty.
No.
But, like, I actually have a mathematical deficiency.
Can I ask you?
I've been
not
tested.
The only deficiency you've got, let me tell you.
And you know what? I would even accept just to the day. Okay? So not seconds or anything like that, just to the day. And it's one of those questions where we've gone with it because it is one of those things that people occasionally throw out as just some random fact. So you've probably heard it before.
I don't even know how to work it out. I don't even know what to say to you. I don't know how to work it out.
This is like a really deep conversation about a really serious.
Yeah, thing. Like you've really put me in a position where, like, I would rather you ask me 50 geography questions than one maths question. And okay. I think that's saying a lot.
Well, lucky for you, got a backup. So, question one, geography. all right.
Okay.
To take a stab in the dark.
So I would say close to.
Okay.
Just under.
Okay. I'm going to. To count to 1 million in one at a second,
yep.
4 days.
4 days? You're going to go with 4 days.
4 days.
At one number per second, no breaks at all for any reason, it would take 11 days, 13 hours,
what?
46 minutes and 40 seconds to count from 1 to 1 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, 11 days straight.
Oh, I mean, wow. Well, no, but nobody saw that coming. I mean, we're giving away $1 million in the day today.
That's
so.
Right.
It can happen a lot quicker.
And don't feel too bad because I was sitting here quite smugly thinking I knew the answer and I was about 6 days out. So there you go.
Raylene, reveal, did you have faith in Kimber?
I did, but I wouldn't have got that either. So who would have got that? Come on.
No, Raylene, I'm so sorry. And moving forward, look. Anyone listening, if there's ever a maths question or anything with numbers, I'm never going to get it.
Who would have got that? Come on. Seriously.
Right.
Kids, stay in school.
Nick McKechnie is the Southern Cross Austereo Chief Financial Officer. He's the money dude for the network.
Okay.
So this radio station that you're listening to, the you know, what you're hearing, like everything around us that involves the dollar sign, this guy runs it, basically. So he's going to be in charge of how the person who wins the $1 million today is going to get that money. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Oh, we're so good. I mean, we're so excited that someone's going to win $1 million. But, Nick, just before we go any further, just checking, have any of us received a pay cut in order to scrounge up the $1 million?
No, I'm very excited that we're giving away $1 million. It's fantastic. It's guaranteed. Someone's going to win it. And we've got some really valuable listeners who've answered the 10 questions. And I think the day is going to be a fantastic day.
Nick, it concerns me that you didn't answer Kimber's question.
Yes. Nick, paint a picture for us. Are you currently sitting on a briefcase? containing $1 million in cold, hard, but untraceable notes?
Well, I've had a lot of gold coin donations come in, so I've got a few bags of cash here.
Very nice.
Bags. I mean, that's the sort of money we're talking about, right? It's, you know, we're talking bags of cash. Now, Nick, you know, there's obviously going to be the moment where the person actually wins, and then we're really interested in what happens afterwards. How does somebody who's just won $1 million from a network like ours get that cash?
Well, pretty simple, I think. It's not that dissimilar to when you have to pay Kimber the 20 bucks you owe her and you transfer it across. We'll be getting some bank details from them. I think they'll be pretty invested in making sure they give us the right numbers. And then we'll
I think you'll wire the 20 bucks first and be like, let us know if that comes through before we send the mill.
We'll certainly do a few checks to make sure we've got the right bank account. And I think we need to get a large novelty check as well.
Of course.
But certainly, we'll just make sure we've got everything just right before we wire over the $1 million.
And surely, Nick, these days, the first thing you have to do is make sure the person answers the phone, because it'll be coming from a private number or someone will be going, oh, no, honey, I've got this Nick on the line. He wants to give me $1 million. It's another one of those calls.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Well, maybe we'll have the thing. If you don't pick it up on the 3 rings, we'll put it back in the pool again.
Classic radio.
Classic radio.
Nick, do you have to, like, obviously, you know, if it's going to be a bank transfer, right, when you're transferring a figure as significant as $1 million, do you have to get in touch with our network's bank and just let them know that's happening so they don't, like, you know, have a look at the account and go, oh, God, there's $1 million missing? And then do you have to get in touch with the other bank and go, "There, someone's going to have $1 million lobbed into their account today. Look out for it."
Nick just gets the code texted to him, mate, like everyone.
We're a big company and we actually write some pretty big checks from time to time. So when we aggregate everyone together, it's a pretty big check that goes out. So we make some pretty big payments, so that's all right. But I think what we will be doing is taking some extra steps. We wouldn't want the winner to have any issues down the line with the banks or whatever having to check, well, why did that $1 million appear in your account and what was it for? So we'll make sure we give them what they need so that they can demonstrate it's bona fide.
Yeah, Nick, this must be a thrill for you. Yeah. For us, we get to hear winners, you know, every time they win something, we get to make the announcement to them. And so we get that thrill all the time. But for you too, behind the scenes there, you must be thinking this is pretty awesome.
Oh, well, I just think the way the competition has built over the last few months has been fantastic. I'm here in Melbourne and I've been hearing the odd winner come through, which is great. I know it's been happening all around the country. And bringing everyone together will be just fantastic. So I can't wait to listen to it.
Nick McKechnie is the Chief Financial Officer of the network. He's the bloke in charge of the money and in charge of the $1 million getting to the person who wins it today, who actually will win it. It'll happen. Nick, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Great to speak to you all. And, good luck to everyone in Perth who's playing in the grand final. Pete, Matt and
Kimber. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, winning $1 million and would it change us as people? And we say, well, that wouldn't really change you. It would change me.
Would you?
I would become a different person, and this is the person I would become if I was the $1 million Alpha Bucks winner. I'm gonna be a millionaire. Alpha Bucks millionaire. Is that Danny Smeaton? Hey, mate, it's Matt Dictinsky. I used to play cricket for Kenwick. You played for Mannington, that's right. I got you out in the final. You nicked it. And you said you didn't nick it. And your dad was the umpire. And you got not out. Cheat, cheat, cheat. Well, guess what, Danny? I just won Mix 94.5's $1 million Alpha Bucks. So enjoy your life, Mr. Cheater. Alpha Bucks millionaire. Is that Lisa Thomas? Sorry, Ferguson. I heard you married Ferg. It's Matt Dictinsky here from school. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you remember you dumped me at the school ball? Yeah. Well, guess what, Lisa? I'm a millionaire now. Yeah, just won Mix 94.5's $1 million Alpha Bucks. You know the one. Your letter is L. L for Lisa. Name someone who dumped you. Lisa? Name the emotion you were feeling at the school ball when you were dumped by Lisa. Loser? Alpha Bucks millionaire! Is that Mr. Johnson, the former careers advisor at school? Oh, hello, it's Matt Dictinsky here.
Yeah, I'm the one that you said would never amount to anything. Right, well, guess what, Mr. Johnson? I just won Mix94.5's $1 million alpha bucks. What do you mean word games aren't that impressive? You know what you are, Mr. Johnson? Bloody homophone. You're a bloody homophone ick.
Alpha bucks millionaire.
I've changed.
Still don't know what a homophone is.
Check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And check out all the savings on blinds, awnings and shutters at ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas Sale. On now.